It's a simple design. Three rounded stones attached and joined together by twisted cords. Much like the lasso of a North American cowboy, these bolas would have functioned similarly for a South American cowboy, a tool used to capture animals out in the open fields. However, unlike a lasso, bolas could strike an animal with deadly force, making it a hunting weapon as well. The South American cowboys who used bolas were known as gauchos, and they played a particularly critical role in Argentina's history. We will explore how the gauchos reveal the development of Argentina as a country and the emergence of an Argentinian identity. Hello, and welcome to Artifacts of America. I'm your host, Josh Raddick, and today we will be examining the bolas of the gaucho. This particular set of bolas were made in the early 20th century. They come from the Patagonia region of Argentina. The three weights are made of stone wrapped in rawhide. The hide has a splotchy weathered look to it. The cords are almost 3 feet long and are delicately twisted to add strength to the rope. Though the precise origin of these bolas are unknown, they are thought to be made by the Tehuelche Indians of Patagonia. Though they are commonly associated with the gauchos, bolas are thought to have been invented by Native Americans inhabiting the Patagonia region of modern-day Argentina. It was used primarily as a hunting tool and occasionally as a weapon of war by Native Americans. Bolas were adopted by Spanish colonizers who served as laborers on colonial ranches as a tool to lasso cattle. More and more Spanish came to Argentina as colonial territory expanded deeper into the interior of South America, thanks to ranching becoming an important economic industry. As their numbers grew, gauchos became a distinct social class in Argentinian society. Due to their skill as horsemen, gauchos formed effective cavalry units. When the Argentinian War of Independence was fought, gauchos enlisted as troops for the patriotic forces fighting against the Spanish crown. With their newfound independence, Argentinians wished to distance themselves and differentiate themselves from their Spanish roots. Argentina looked to the gaucho as a symbol for a new Argentinian identity. As Argentina grew and became a more urbanized country in the late 19th century, the gauchos came to symbolize the rural roots of Argentina. This is exemplified in literary pieces such as the epic poem Martín Fierro by José Hernández and other gaucho literature, which was especially popular among the poor and rural classes of Argentina. These works would serve as counterpoint to the new people flooding into Argentina. The growing city population was primarily made up of European immigrants, and the native Argentinian elites gravitated towards the gaucho as a symbol of authentic Argentina. For the elites, gauchos embodied the rural and independent spirit, while immigrants were perceived as ungrateful beggars, only seeking material gains. Gauchos themselves were not wealthy. In fact, they were some of the most impoverished of Argentina. The folk culture of gaucho was thus elevated to the status of national identity. Of course, this came at the expense of excluding newly arrived populations from the Argentinian ethos. The gaucho will remain a strong symbol of Argentina throughout the 20th century. Under the Perón government, the gaucho represented conservative nationalism. He was cast as an independent and masculine horseman who was separate from family life and government institutions. One can see why the bola-wielding gaucho was a popular image for some. He was a physical embodiment of freedom and strength. However, this excluded certain groups of people from the Argentinian identity. As mentioned before, immigrants were not included as part of the gaucho spirit. Women also played little, if any, kind of role in the gaucho archetype. We can see here the nature of national identities and the difficulty of capturing an all-inclusive symbol for a people. Still, it is the case that gauchos, and by extension the bolas, are a common symbol for Argentina. Along with the tango dance, bolas are considered to be one of the main symbols of Argentina. Though a simple tool dating back hundreds of years, bolas teach us much about the long history of Argentina and the way her people have characterized itself. Thanks for listening to Artifacts of America. I'm Josh Raddick, and I hope you tune in next time as well.